us bees and things and flowers. My life, my life, my life, and the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Welcome. You guys, we have a very different show for you guys because we
have lost a member, not gonna lie, because Jerome isn't with us. But it's even better because we have two of the greatest women of all time sitting in front
of
me.
Lily.
You're so welcome. Would you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Brielle.
Hi.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
And this is my beautiful sister.
I'm Danielle. I don't think we've ever met before, though, so this is...
Yeah, this is really weird. This is really weird. I actually just, like, picked them up when I was driving. Mm-hmm. I actually was hitchhiking to campus because I don't have a car.
And Danielle was driving her motorbike.
Yeah, Danielle was driving her motorbike. And you know what? We actually became super fast friends after that. So I decided, why not?
In the fast lane.
In the fast lane.
We're meeting again.
Yeah, why not invite them to the show? Mm-hmm. Welcome to Le Rituel. Oh my gosh. And to get started, we've got one girl who's got her wisdom teeth out. Danielle, we've got another girl, me, who's also got her wisdom teeth out. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Bree got her wisdom teeth out, I don't know.
Last year.
But you know, it's okay. You could still be recovering from it, right?
I am.
How's your recovery process going, Danielle?
It's all right. I'm still pretty sore, but I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling okay with the support of my beautiful sister, Brielle, and Lily, and my mom, who took such good care of me.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, that also brings into our theme, recovery. What songs do you listen to when you're recovering from your wisdom teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Your heart, a heartache. Who knows?
Yeah.
A broken bone.
Yeah.
Anything.
Your finger falls. You cut your finger off.
You cut your finger off.
Absolutely classic.
We know that story. Yeah. Cut your finger off. Yeah, well, I have a song that I actually found while I was recovering from my wisdom teeth last week. And I actually, like, didn't really realize that I liked this band as much as I did until I heard this song. And it's, like, their most popular song, but, you know, it's still up there. It's good. And my parents and my aunt are actually seeing them on Friday in Portland. So if you guys are listening, I think you already know what I'm going to play. And this song is dedicated to my mom because she, in her prime, she's still in her prime. back in the 90s, she was rocking out to this song, I know for a fact. So let's get going. Let's play Pearl Jam, Even Flow.
Yeah. something that has never showed him anything.
Oh yeah. That song, I honestly, I had no idea how much I liked that until I heard it. That's like classic 90s in it grunge, mm-hmm. for real. Mm-hmm.
So, and as we were just talking, what do you think of 90s grunge?
Oh, yeah. I just think of Scooby-Doo because because we were all born in 2004, but yeah. we all ended up watching that live action 90s Scooby-Doo version.
Yeah.
That's got like some sort of I mean, even if it's not 90s grunge, it's just so
it gives the same vibe.
Yeah,
the one with the amusement park.
Yeah,
and the island.
What's the girl's name with the pink boots?
Daphne.
Or they're orange.
Oh, Velma.
Velma. Sorry.
Get it right,
she's
Danielle.
Isn't she from like the Vampire
Diaries? No.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's Daphne.
And then yeah. Velma. Yeah.
Velma is. She's in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah. Also 90s grunge, too. Wow, look at that. Okay, well, keeping it in the 90s category, Brie, you had your song.
Yeah, so keeping it in the 90s category, my song is Common People by Pulp.
So
because
good.
That was mine and Danielle's recovery song of the year, specifically first
so
semester.
Was.
We would be driving to class
at 9
early,
a.m.
Yeah, on a Monday morning, like running late, having like shared a bagel. Danielle's like holding my coffee mug in the car, trying not to spill it, and she'd be like, "I know it'll cheer us up," and she'd put on "Common People" by Pulp.
Dude, that's a great recovery song. Honestly, I agree with it. I think it's perfect.
It is. Full monologue, we've got it down.
It's also our karaoke song. We request it every time, but we haven't been able to sing it yet.
Oh my God, let's
do
it.
So we're going to be singing along in the station today while it's playing on the radio.
Oh yeah, and we'll be dancing as we always are. Mm-hmm. Let's play Common People by Pulp.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flat your barber shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you'll never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it. Oh yeah. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the chip stays in Greece. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. Or rent a flat to burn. Cut your hair and get a job. I smoke some facts and play some fool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you'll never get.
Wow. Wow, guys.
What a song.
You can talk.
What a song.
What a song.
What a great song.
I totally remember, like, being in the car with you guys, and you're like, it's Common People time.
No, yeah. Seriously. Like,
number one first year song.
Number
or second year song. Year.
And that, and shout out to the William Shatner version too.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
listen
a good
to that
one.
If you have a chance.
Yeah, such if you song. If you don't live under a rock,
if you don't
to that.
Live in a cloud.
If you don't live in a cloud,
you've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Jenna.
Yeah.
If you don't live in a cloud, then you have heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Danielle, let's just carry right on.
Okay, the next song is Changes by David Bowie.
Classic.
But mm-hmm. a very specific live version.
Oh, why?
Just because it's got this really jazzy, jazzy intro. Okay. Sort of gets you hooked, mm-hmm. starts off slow, and then David Bowie does his thing, and you're yeah. just taken away to a higher place.
If yeah. yeah, and if you know anything about our household, it's basically like a Bowie shrine. Just like... when you walk in, he actually greets you at the door.
Yeah. We've yep. managed to come up with some sort of scientific concoction that brings him yeah. back to life, but he can only exist within the confines of our home.
Yeah, exactly. He can't leave. He's getting kind of lonely in there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
luckily, when we're there, we always have a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I mean, even though we hear this every night because he sings it to us. When
yeah, it's our lullaby.
I mean, we might as well play it now.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hope he's tuned in at home.
He yeah. definitely is.
Yeah.
Okay, this is David Bowie Changes live version.
Boom. Oh, it's so-
still don't know what I was waiting for. Time was running wild. Million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. Then I turned, I stared to face me. Ooh, but I'll never caught a glimpse. How the others must see this faker. Oh, I'm much too fast. Take that test. Children that you put your chains on as they try to change the world. Well, they're immune to your consultation, quite aware of what they're going through. We'll be right back.
oh, that just recovered me from something, but I don't even know what it is.
It does that. It does that.
It's like, yeah, I was telling Danielle this off air, but like whenever I'm in like a bad mood, God, I just listen to that song. It just like, it gets me back to it. It gets me back in the game.
There are so many Bowie songs like that, like Rock and Roll Suicide.
Oh, so good. So yeah. Good. I mean, yeah, just to keep on going with the good vibes. Yeah, I also had a Bowie song. Oh, yeah, yeah, I also had a Bowie song in my playlist. So I was like, this is perfect. Like, that's your recovery Bowie song. This is my recovery Bowie song. It's Modern Love.
Oh, great one.
Off of, I think this album is called Just Dance. Like, it's, oh my God. It's so good. The song, it's followed me for like so many places. Like, it gives me like so many ideas, just so much motivation, especially if I just get over like an illness or something.
Yeah.
I'll put this song on just to be like, it's time to go back in.
We're back in the game.
We're back in the game.
This was the first Bowie song that you guys played for me, and I was like,
really?
This is so
good.
Oh,
well, this is a great way.
Yeah.
I mean,
you recovered me from my illness of not listening to Bowie.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God.
We enlightened you.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, we had to. It's our job. It's our
really?
Job.
Really? I mean, we would have been horrible friends.
You would have been.
We would have.
He lives in our home, and I didn't
yeah,
even.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it would have been kind of awkward. But anyway, let's just get right to it. Yeah. This is David Bowie, Modern Love.
I catch a paper boy
absolute banger.
Absolute banger. Yeah. It's so good. It's if,
no.
What?
No, 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 no.
What? Makes you need to get up and just dance.
Bust a move.
Yes,
yeah. Bust a move. David Bowie once said.
As he said to us this morning before we left the house.
Let's dance, not just dance. Sorry. That's what this album is called. Sorry.
Sorry, Gaga.
Yeah, I know. What the? Anyway. Yeah, no, great song. Beautiful melody. Mm-hmm. The backing and vocals at the end where it's like, eh, whatever. I can't sing, so.
I just think also like Moon Age Daydream, watching that for the first time was what?
Game changer.
Transformative experience. Seriously, yeah. I was sitting in the movie theater next to my sister and like I felt so bad for her because I couldn't stop moving in my seat, getting up and just.
No, I downloaded the soundtrack or like the score, I guess, when I first watched it and I just like could not stop listening to it. It's so cool. Like it's such like an interesting take on a documentary.
Yeah.
Because there's no like other people. It's just all archived footage of him.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love it.
We watched that like a month ago maybe.
Yeah.
All together.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is really weird. You're gonna love it.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was really cool.
Because it also doesn't portray Bowie as like this celebrity that is just through all these like very idolizing portrayals.
It's totally
of like other people's depiction of him. It's like it actually goes into how he was a very like solitary like introspective guy that was just thrown into fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that he didn't want that, but like yeah.
No, it's
my
true.
Favorite thing from the movie was how he was like, to be an artist, like, you just got to make all types of art.
Yes.
And he just does everything. And I think that's so interesting.
Yes. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's so prolific. Like, he is like the type of person where he's like, he was meant to be an artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we were meant to.
Like we were meant
be
to do
on this
right
radio
here.
Show right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway.
Yeah.
Instead of fangirling about Bowie, which we could do all
for
day.
Hours.
Brie, what's your song?
Okay, so my song is, this is a song that was like my favorite song in high school, and then it quickly became like my number one heartbreak song. It was, and then, so the song is Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice.
Love it.
And it's a great song, but then I came to university and I was like, shit, like, sorry. I was like, I was like, oh, like, I love that song, but now it's just like, it makes me sad. It's my heartbreak song. Uh-huh. And then Danielle here showed me the remix of it. And now my advice for recovering from any song that you have associated with bad memories is find a remix of it and then make new memories to that song and reclaim that song for yourself.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
actually.
This is my recovering from that sad song.
Well,
let's put it on.
Let's put it on. This is perfect. This is Wolf Alice, Don't Delete the Kisses, Tourist remix.
Yep.
pretending that they're mine. I wanna tell the world about you. I think that that's a sign. I'm losing self-control and it's you, it really is. 1,000 times I look at your picture and I smile. How awful is that? I'm like a teenage girl. I might as well write all over my notebook that you rock my world. But you do, you really do. You've turned me upside down. And that's okay, I'll let it happen, cause I like having you around. I'm electric, a romantic cliche.
Speechless.
No, we were saying off air, as we always do.
Yeah.
We were talking about this memory that we all have of driving in Bree's car. God bless Murray.
Yeah.
I love him.
Shout out Murray.
Shout out Murray. Shout out the blue car.
Yeah.
We were
with new oil, by the way, everyone.
I know. Yeah. I'm so proud of new oil and soon to be new brakes, maybe?
No. I stole your brakes. Surprise.
I had them, actually.
They're in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Need some.
Yeah, actually, I just pulled them out for anybody that can't see us right now.
Yeah.
Which anyway.
Is most of you.
Yeah.
Besides the group of fans outside the window.
Okay. Anyway, we were talking about this memory of all of us listening to this song in Bree's car where we're driving over the Lionsgate Bridge and it's like almost sunset. It's like the most picturesque scene.
Yeah.
And the song was just playing in the back and it was a full recovery
it
from
was.
Whatever we were going through.
It's like new no more high school associations with that song. Mm. Only going over the bridge.
Yes,
with no brakes in my car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So for the hell of it. Yeah, just for fun. Who knows? Yeah, but carry on. Danielle.
The next song will be "Sympathy for the Devil" by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, great choice.
Yeah. That song is just—it's like modern love. It's just—it can't like you can't sit still while you're listening to it. It's so good. It's so cheeky. The lyrics are perfect.
Yeah.
God. And Sympathy for the Devil with Mick Jagger singing it in that YouTube video that's like they're in that circus tent. Remember? Mm, you know that one?
Yes.
And they also sing You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Yeah, and it's like full on like late 1960, early 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what they're making the movie for? Sympathy for the Devil?
No, I think that was already made because that was by that French director.
Oh, right.
And you showed me the trailer for it?
Yes, but we do still have to watch that.
Yeah, anyway, we'll watch that.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Rolling Stones. Need we say more? I don't think so.
Maybe I don't think we do.
All right, let's play this.
God save me, I shout.
Was great singing, Danielle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Danielle actually sang that entire song, in case you guys are wondering.
Yeah, Danielle knows that song. What? That's actually impressive, though, that you know that, like, word for word, don't you?
It's just, it's such a great song. Every line, when you, like, really are listening to it, you're like,
yep. She was in the Rolling Stones for a bit.
Yep.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Back in the day.
Another great documentary coming out about Keith Richards' love affair.
Mm-hmm. With who?
With Anita.
With Danielle.
Anita something. Haha, funny. Anita something. It's really cool. It's basically talking about how she, like, ran the Rolling Stones. Like, she was the tough guy behind those guys.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like I know that. I don't know. You'll tell me about it. Mm. But why is that a recovery song for you, Danielle?
It's just, again, it's just like Modern Love just puts you right in a great mood every time. And it just completely energizes you. Sort of like what we were saying, where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm back in the game.
You know,
walking down the street with the sun going, your sunglasses on, you're going somewhere you really love or going to get a coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not feel good.
Yeah. What's like a classic like recovery day for you guys? Like, what does it like entail?
You know, you wake me up.
I do.
And you're like, girl, get up.
I say, let's go somewhere.
You know, the ultimate recovery day for us so far has been,
oh God,
shout out breakfast on Bonds off Broadway.
$4
we love
breakfast.
You.
Oh my God. After a night out, now that's recovery.
Yeah.
And not I didn't even go out that night.
No,
yeah.
we would never.
Yeah.
We like to
drink. It's a nice hangover
we,
cure.
Yeah. Go out in the morning with people that have previously gone out the night before, and then we rub it in their faces that we feel so good.
The thing that's funny is that I did that. Remember? When we went to Bonds off Broadway,
right, you
I didn't go
out
that night.
Right.
For the first time. Actually, I've never gone out. I don't know what you guys are talking about. But anyway, now we're reaching our last 10 minutes, guys. It goes by fast.
It does.
How do you feel of your first radio appearance, Brielle Lesage and Danielle Dillon?
I feel pretty great.
Yeah?
I think this is, I feel like baller. If I were to say that in one word.
Okay.
Well, Lily Hogan's dad, Patrick. I feel pretty awesome myself. I feel pretty good.
Would you say?
Would you say?
I wouldn't use the B word.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because we're just girls in this world, I thought that this would be a great outro song for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let it be a little surprise because obviously pretty much a lot of listeners will know this song and know how amazing it is. And to the girls out there, we love you.
Shout out the girls.
Shout out the girls.
Shout out Bon.
Shout out Bon. Bon. Shout out the girls.
Yep. Shout out Bon. Anita Paleberg.
Yes. Shout out the Rolling Stones.
Shout out Bowie.
Shout out Bowie. We gave him a good shout out.
Shout out Wolf Alice.
Yeah. From Manitoba, was it? Or was that incorrect? Shout out Manitoba.
Shout out Manitoba. Bree's birthplace.
My birthplace?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Manitoba girl.
Manitoba girl proud.
Living in a BC world.
Yes. Bringing the Neepawa to BC.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we love you all. And we hope that you have the most fantastic rest of your afternoon. Because I don't know where you are, but where we are, it is sunny. And it is beautiful.
Hell yeah.
And it is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how this song will make you feel.
Yep.
if you didn't know.
Okay.
This is Cyndi Lauper, Girl Just Wanna Have Fun. And we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.